Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, examining the paths to opportunity in a new report from its Economic Mobility Project at pewtrusts.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. More than 187,000 Illinois residents have already voted for the November 4th election. That might be because this is the first presidential election where Illinoisans have two new options to vote weeks earlier. People can register and vote during a new grace period that began October 7th and runs till October 21st. Illinois residents could also vote early starting Monday and lasting through October 30th. Voters still have the option to cast an absentee ballot through the mail. State Representative Dan Brady is asking the Illinois State Board of Elections to review change of address procedures that he says could cause difficulties on Election Day in McLean County. The Bloomington Republican says he talked with county and city officials about voters who had trouble voting because they had moved from Normal to Bloomington or vice versa. But McLean County Clerk Peggy Ann Milton says the State Elections Board of previously has indicated that she is following the correct rules. A food bank that supplies pantries in 14 counties kicks off a fund drive this weekend with the prospect of much greater need in the months ahead. In fact, the director of Eastern Illinois Food Bank in Urbana says they've already seen a 59% jump in recipients in the past year. Jim Hyer says the economy may not be hitting this region as badly as other places, but more and more people are still feeling the pinch.
With that, the cost of fuel, the cost of food going up, uncertainty, winter approaching. I don't know what we're going to see in terms of when people have to start making a decision between paying for fuel or for heat and for buying food. Food seems to go on the last on the list, and we'll do it if we can.
Hyer says so far the food bank and its member food pantries have been able to accommodate the extra need. But he says they need to raise $70,000 and collect 190,000 pounds of donated food over the next 2 weeks to keep up. The food bank is launching its Food for Families drive today during the Illinois football game tonight at 7 here in Champaign and Memorial Stadium. And this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Senators McCain and Obama met for the third and final debate of this presidential campaign. President Bush continued to express confidence in the bailout plan as the stock market rose and fell, rose and fell. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
Perhaps I should call you Dan, the senior news analyst, this week?
Why not?
After that debate?
Yes.
What stood out for you about this third and final debate between the contenders?
I think that this third debate was what you might call a search for game change. The way it's going, at least in the polls, it looks as going steadily in favor of Obama. And this was the last chance together for Senator McCain to try to change the way the game seems to be going. The answer is he didn't. I mean, he gave it his best shot on personal matters, on policy matters. In the end, with a sense of serenity, Senator Obama simply sat there and answered all the questions. It didn't change anything. And so that, I think, is what comes out of it. It's going its way, and the debate has not moved anything any other way.
Yeah. At the same time, this debate had substantially lower ratings than the other two. And I wonder if there's anything else going on in the campaign that offers some promise that the McCain campaign can make up what seems to be a gap.
What I think is going on is simply that it was not in the cards that the debate would change very much, because what Senator McCain is really running against is an economic downturn. And as that economic turn gets worse and worse, there's not much that he can do against that. That's associated with the Republican Party, and that is the big picture.
What do you make of the celebrity of Joe the Plumber in that debate for about 36 hours?
That's the most famous plumber since Watergate, I guess you'd have to say. But,
and you knew the Watergate plumbers.
And I knew the Watergate plumbers. Ah, I knew them well. It was really quite fascinating the way in which Joe the Plumber, who, by the way, is not a licensed plumber and also owes money on a tax lien. But what he did was to personalize the whole debate. And he gave both a chance to talk about taxes and over $250,000 if you get, and will you be taxed or not. And both the candidates seemed to latch on to this as a way of expressing